you, Steve. And first of all, I have to say, Amy, I'm a bit intimidated because I've always respected everything that you've ever been involved in, and I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I am like humbly apologizing for that.
That's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Ray. And you've got about a new solo album out, and yeah. And a whole bunch of stuff that you're working on, and I think we were talking just a brief second here before we started that how priorities kind of change as you get older. And, you know, I don't get a chance to see you too much anymore. A lot of people think, well, whatever happened to Indigo Girls? Just because something isn't so totally in the forefront doesn't mean you're not busy or anything like that.
Oh, we tour all the time.
You guys yeah, tour a lot.
It's sort of constant. We put records out every couple of years and we tour and there's still a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Now, the new album is called Prom, and this and I enjoyed Stag, which you put out back in, was it late 2000, 2001, right?
Yeah.
That was just that's a rockin' album because everybody who are fans are familiar with Indigo Girls knows that there's a soft side and there's a hard side to Indigo Girls, and you being
yep.
a little bit more of the harder, rougher rock and roll side. Stag was kind of like a just, you know, let it all out kind of thing, which is a really fun album. This this album really goes into a lot of issues that obviously you had to deal with when you were younger and growing up in high school and stuff like that. So is that an accurate
assumption? Yeah, but it's funny because I don't really look at this record as being that. Stag was pretty serious, actually,
mm-hmm.
even though it was rocking.
Yeah.
This album's really rock too,
mm-hmm.
but I guess it has like a thread in it of high school and sort of the formative time of looking at your own gender identity and your sexuality and your relationship to authority and. You know, what your identity is as far as, you know, the way people fall into different categories in high school. But it was also taken from, you know, different stories from friends that I have now that are in school and what they talk to me about. And then it doesn't just dwell on that. There's a lot of songs around camaraderie and, you know, how to take up for each other and the community and stuff.
Which depends, you know, depending on your situation in, say, the formative years, high school, sometimes even college, you take up with certain sides. Sometimes that's the only way to survive. And you touch on so much of this in this album, which is just, I think it's awesome. And you guys are so, what's the word I'm looking for? You can really get the point across when you guys put out music, whether it's, you know, whether it's Emily or it's your side or whatever. It always is very, very succinct when you have something to offer up like you do with Prom. Yeah. Let's talk about the show happening a Sunday at the
yeah.
Variety Playhouse. Where are you right now? Are you in Virginia right now?
I'm in a van driving from, D.C. to Charlottesville.
And you're coming down?
On tour.
On tour. And then you're here locally, Variety Playhouse on Sunday. And show's going to be at 8 o'clock. And
yep.
it's going to be a rocking show. Who do you have on stage with you this time around?
I have on tour with me bass player named Jody Bliley, who was in Hazel and Team Drush. Guitar player Les Newby, that had played in the rock band Verbena.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Lockamy on drums from the punk band 1945 out of Alabama.
Nice. Now today, something I thought was interesting is being it's Earth Day, and you guys have always been involved in various projects surrounding kind of this. I remember back when we had the old Earth Jam concert back in like the early mid '90s. And,
sure.
Do you think what's happened? People don't really recognize Earth Day and what it's really about anymore. Back like they did, I would think, in like the early '90s. What do you think has happened?
I don't know. You know, it's a good question. For me, I sort of think about environmental issues, you know, all the time, every day, everything I do.
Right.
I think the Earth Day had enjoyed like a moment in the media, meaning print media and radio, where it was really being promoted. And I think the media moves on. You know, they do something for a while and they move on to something else. And people, at that point, it's, you know, people's responsibility to sort of keep it up themselves. But it's kind of hard to do that. It's kind of hard for people to do that. So it goes in and out of being a trend, I think, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I think some of that has to be changed, you know, on a political level with legislation and and regulation. You know, I'm very pro environmental regulation, so.
Right, and that's also, you know, a fight that you, you know, like you say, you've been waging that fight for a long time now too. And do you find that as you get involved in things like that, the people are listening? I mean, the higher ups.
Yeah, it depends on how we're working. I mean, we've done some lobbying, you know, in Congress, at Congress for different things, and I think they, you know, they've listened from time to time, depending on who the administration is and who's in Congress at the time. We've also worked on, you know, radio issues around low power radio and worked with the FCC on things and gone directly to Congress about that as well. And so, you know, I don't think it changes overnight, and I don't think one visit changes things necessarily, but it's a critical mass basically that we need, and everybody has to be working on the issues.
Right.
Whether it be environmental or issues around media diversification or around gay rights, you know, whatever the issues are.
Right. That's the sad thing. It's a long process, and sometimes I think people in this day and age, they want everything to happen overnight. They do want that.
Yeah,
that
I think
quick
they
fix.
Do, but I think that's because they're taught. I think people are taught in terms of thinking, in terms of things in sound bites and in instant gratification and short attention span. Sort of ideas, and I think it's just, you know, we just have to kind of shift a little bit, and everybody's got to do as much as they can. I mean, I think also people are sort of blown away by the myriad of choices that you have to make change and what to do, and it's overwhelming to people, and it feels like, you know, impossible, and you have to really help people understand and have faith that small actions really make a difference.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, it's more of an opinion kind of question. Back when we were younger, when we were in high school, and when we had to deal with a lot of the issues that you are putting to music on prom, do you think now, because you talk to the fans, you're very close to your fans and your listeners, do you think it's easier now to be more accepted and accepting for who you are than it was back then? So do you think there's progress made in that regard?
I think there's progress. In that there is a dialogue about it, and there's a language for it, and there's resources that students can go to in many high schools. But, you know, having said that, there are areas, for instance, White County this year, where students try to have resources to help, you know, like a Gay Straight Alliance or diversity type clubs. To help deal with tolerance issues, and they get shot down and protested, and it's still a really big deal. And I think in some ways there's more access, but in other ways it's more complex now, and it's not really an innocent time around that, and it's very polarized politically, and so I think in some ways it's even more dangerous for some kids than it was.
Yeah.
You know, depending on where you live. I mean, it really depends on where you live and your access to resources.
Yeah. Amy, thanks for chatting with us a little bit. I want to play a track from the record, too, which as I was listening to it, I thought I heard, and I looked at the credits, and yeah, I got Michelle Malone helping out, who's like one of our, you know, greatest local artists.
Oh, yeah.
Had. There is Pennies on the Track, which I think is a great song, and there's so many great ones on this album. Prom, which is brand new on Damon Records, which is your label. I know you've been known to help so many locals and regional artists also on Damon Records. And
yeah, we do a lot with locals.
And again, the show Sunday, this Sunday, Variety Playhouse, and Amy Ray doing her solo thing, and a second solo album called Prom. Thanks again, and let's not be strangers. Let's find out more about what you're involved in, and we'll be talking to you soon.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. Check out this track. It's called Pennies on the Track from the brand new album Prom from Amy Ray.